one thing that I could never, ever understand was that if people cannot have their way, it's almost like it's their way or else. You ever heard people say, God don't like ugly, the Lord don't like ugly? People are good at saying that. They say that all the time. A lot of people say that because they think that they can throw rocks and they could do what they pretty much want to do, but the Lord will overlook their sins, but everybody else, you're going to fall up under a radar, and then damnation and judgment come towards you. And I can never understand that. And let me tell you why I can never understand that. The reason I can never understand that is because sometimes when people get sick, they fall sick. And first thing a person says is, well, they said something about me. You see, they shouldn't have said that. And you know what's funny about that is that I know things about certain people sometimes. And I'm like, and sometimes people don't think you know things. It's not the fact that you can hide from me, or a lot of times people can hide from other people, but what they don't fail to realize is the Lord see everything. He see you, which is why I don't try to hide anything. I ask God's forgiveness and become godly sorry. But some people really feel like if they can hide from the individual, that, okay, then I'm okay now. Failing to realize that the Lord see everything that you do. So what I can, that's two things I cannot stand a person to say. Maybe more than two, but these two really rub me the wrong way. Is when a person says, see, they said this about me and that's why they're sick. Or I hate when they say, under no circumstances, I hate when they say, I cut him off. You don't have the power to cut anybody off. When you say you're going to cut somebody off, to me, that's just like saying you cut their life off. Now, I understand what a lot of people are going to say, well, you know what they mean. No. When you cut somebody off, that means their life is cut off, in my book, from the way I was taught and brought up. If you're going to not do well or be around a person any longer, then yeah, don't have any more followings with them or don't have any more dealings with them. Just say, I'm going to just get away from that person. I don't like to hear a person say, I cut her off. I cut him off. Yeah. Yeah. You got a lot of power. A lot. So it's those two things that really just rub me really wrong. You know, when something happens to a person, it don't ring in your mind that maybe if that person got sick or something happened to that person, maybe they needed to obey God. Maybe they had something that God is trying to get their attention in some sort of a way. Maybe it had nothing to do with the fact that if they said something about you or, you know, I've already said so many times, and the people that says this are people who are doing little secret sins on the side that I know about sometimes. So, yeah, I had to bring that up, and I know I'm probably not making sense to a lot of people, but I'm sure I am making a lot of sense to a lot of people. So just because someone gets down and sick or out in their body or whatever, it's not always because they did you bad or did something bad to you. Is the Lord is still the one in charge. The Lord is still the one, the ruler of all. And I just cannot stand when people say that. Because just like you, that person is under his bed of affliction, that could be you as well. That could be me, guys. So it doesn't make any sense for you to say just because you had a disagreement in the past, you see there, that's the reason that person is like that. No, no. You need to be careful. Because if you are not walking the straight and narrow way, and I think I've made a podcast about this before in the past, if you are not walking the straight and narrow way yourself, I mean the straight and narrow way. I'm not talking about doing little sins on the side and thinking that, okay, well, she don't know about it and he don't know about it, then I'm okay. But God knows about it. You should be more fearful of that than anything. So, you know, people are so hypocritical. And it's so scary. It's scary. I don't understand why they're not more fearful. I don't like to see people play with God like that. I just don't. If you're with sin, cast the first stone. Without sin, cast the first stone. I always say it's me, dear Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I always want more prayer. I always need more prayer. I'm not better than anybody. I want more prayer. I need more prayer. But the one thing I'm not going to do is point fingers at all of these people knowing if I got little white sins and little dark sins in my life that I think that nobody can see. See, some of you may not understand what I'm trying to say, but some of you really do know what I'm trying to say. I just don't like to see people play with God. I don't care who it is. I don't like it. So the next time you see someone get sick or something happen to someone, don't say it's because of the way they treated you. Maybe they needed to be obedient to the Lord. Maybe they had a call and God is trying to get their attention in some way. And so he had to do what he did to get their attention. Maybe it had absolutely nothing to do about the disagreement that you guys had. Oh my God, people are... Anyways, guys, I'm Regina Swarney. Thank you so much for listening. This thing has went over 6 minutes. I'm so sorry. I just felt passionate. I needed to say that. You can contact me at swarneyregina@gmail.com.